我们今天要一起来思想一下，开始思想摩西。
And today we'll start looking into Moses.
我们今天特别会读很多的圣经节。
So today we will be reading from a lot of Bible verses.
到时候，所以你们圣经准备好，我们都要大家都翻很多。
So get your Bibles ready.
那么。摩西呢，在旧约里面是一个经常被提到的名字。
So Moses is the name that's mentioned often in the Old Testament.
你会发现这个旧约的前五本书，就我们就叫摩西五经，对不对
？So if you know that the first five books in the Old Testament, we call it the five books of Moses.
基本上是他不是他编辑，就是他自己写的。
So if he didn't compile it, then he wrote it himself.
基本上是在那个旷野流荡的时候，就是说最后四十年。
And basically, he wrote these books while he was in the wilderness, pretty much like the last 40 years.
那摩西这个人呢，在新约里面也被提到。
And Moses was also mentioned in the New Testament.
而且，你如果去看希伯来书三章一到六节的话，你会看见他好像是圣经上唯一一个跟耶稣相比较的人。
If you look at the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 1 through 6, it seems like he's only one in the Bible that would be compared to Jesus directly.
这个是有一个特别的意思，是不是？不然不会这样做。
So there has to be a special meaning, otherwise they wouldn't have done this.
那么全圣经最后一本书，启示录。
And also the very last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation,
也提到摩西。
Also mentions Moses.
说摩西是，中文是讲神的仆人摩西啊。
And so it mentions Moses as the bond servant of God.
那个这个 NASB 跟那个 Darby 的都翻译成神的奴隶、奴仆，不是就是一个仆人，好像还有一点自由。他是一个奴隶啊。
So in Chinese version is more like a servant, but in the NASB version as well as the Darby version, they use the word bond servant or bondman.
Yeah. 所以你看见他等于是从头到尾都有他。
So from this, you can see that from the beginning of the Bible until the very end of the very last chapter, Moses was mentioned throughout.
我没有看见另外一个人被神如此纪念，我不知道你们有没有啊。不过我觉得摩西好像是唯一的。
I've not seen anyone else being remembered by the Lord in the same way that Moses being remembered.
从那个创世纪一直到启示录，跟他都有关系。
And from the beginning, in Genesis, all the way until Revelation, it all has to do with Moses.
那我们今天就来。看看摩西这一个人。
So let's take a closer look at Moses.
请我们先翻到《生命记》三十四章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 34.
我们这个中文念一下，然后英文念的时候呢，请大家侧耳而听，因为那个 NASB， 我发现我在对照一些翻译的时候，发现中文和合本有的时候讲的不是那么清楚，但是那个 NASB 的是最准确的翻译。
So we'll read from the Chinese first, but then when we read from the English, please pay special attention, because as I was doing comparisons, I noted that there are some differences in the word choice, and the NASB version is the closest to the original text.
NASB 跟那个 Darby 都比较像。
So NASB is very close to the Darby version.
好，我们三十四章，我们从十节念到十二节。
So Deuteronomy chapter 34, we'll read from verse 10, actually, till 12.
Yeah, 10 to 12. 我们中文的先念，然后英文的念。
Read Chinese first and then English.
以后以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的，
那是耶和华面前所认识的。
耶和华打发他在埃及地向法老和他的一切臣仆。
So Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 10 through 12. Since that time, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. For all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to perform in the land of Egypt against Pharaoh, all his servants and all his land, and for all the mighty power and for all the great terror which Moses performed in the sight of all Israel.
下面一节圣经是民数记的十二章第三节。
The next one is Numbers chapter 12, verse 3.
我们可以中英文一起念啊。
We'll read Chinese and English together.
民数记十二章第三节。
Numbers chapter 12, verse 3.
Okay.
Now the man Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth.
第四基本上第三个圣经啊是生命记，以赛亚书。63:12.
And then next is Isaiah chapter 63, verse 12.
63:12.
Isaiah chapter 63, verse 12.
他这里讲神啊，跟摩西啊，我们十二节，我看我用中文念，然后再英文念啊。
So we'll read Chinese first.
十二节，使他荣耀的膀臂在摩西的右手边行动，在他们前面将水分开，要建立自己永远的名。
So, chapter 63, verse 12 says, Who causes his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses, who divided the water before them to make for himself an everlasting name.
所以我们看见啊，摩西在圣经里面是一个好像除了我们不算主耶稣的话，他好像是行神迹奇事最多的一个人。
And so it seems like from all these recordings that Moses, was only second to Lord Jesus, seems to be the one who has the most performed most miracles recorded in the Bible.
我想的时候，我觉得很有意思，就是你没有看见主耶稣开水吧，开一个大河啊。
So what I thought is very interesting is that we haven't seen our Lord Jesus parting. A great body of water. But yet, God, through Moses, did that.
So you see, 耶和华当年打发他在埃及向法老一切臣仆，他全地行各样的神迹奇事。
And so you can see that Moses, at that time, God worked through him to perform all sorts of miracles.
然后在以色列的人的面前呢，也显大能的手，行一些大而可畏的事，而且是可畏的事。
And also for all the mighty power for all the great terror which Moses performed in the sight of all Israel. So that's those deeds of great terror.
Yeah. 但是你看摩西哦，刚才我们念的他什么？他是最谦和的人，对不对？
But yet, with all these things, but from the passage we just read, Moses was a very humble man.
哎，他一点都没有变得骄傲。做了这么大的事哦，谁开过水啊？开过把那个河开了，或者关起来了？谁做过这个事？没有。
He did not become boastful of him, proud, too pride of himself, even after performing such great miracle as parting the Red Sea.
刚才我们读过，神还为他做见证，说他为人是最谦和，胜过当时世上一切的人。
As we just read, even God himself testified on his behalf, saying that the man Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth.
而且后来我们晓得以色列继续还是有先知嘛，一直到基本上到新约也是有先知啊。但是神说，圣经上说，再没有兴起先知像摩西的。
And so, and as we know from recorded history, that even after Moses, there have been other prophets too, but yet. In the Bible, it says that since that time, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses.
他是耶和华面对面所认识的。
Whom the Lord knew face to face.
因为有的先知可能只看见 vision 或者做梦哈，但是他是神跟他讲话，亲自对他讲话。
So because other prophets, they maybe get their vision, they get their message from a vision or in the form of a dream, but yet Moses is the only one who gets his message directly, face to face from the Lord.
为什么？因为神要用他，神用他自己荣耀的膀臂在摩西的右手边行动。
Why is that? It's because the Lord wants to work through him, that he causes his glorious right arm, a glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses.
他是要建立神自己永远的名。
And it's to establish, make himself an everlasting name.
所以你看摩西明白哦，所以神才敢这样用他。
And Moses understood that, and that's why God was willing to use him.
因为如果你去看《生命记》33:16，我们不用念了。
So, because if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 16, we won't be reading it from here, but...
那个时候是他在快死以前他讲了一些话, 祝福那个十二个支派。
And it records his blessing to the 12 tribes before his death.
他自己说, 神呢, 他怎么讲这个神呢? 他是神是住在荆棘中的神。
And the way he described God is he described him as a God who dwelt in the bushes.
如果大家, 我想摩西大家都很熟悉。
So I'm sure everyone's familiar with Moses.
你知道他第一次好像第一次看见神的时候是在荆棘的火焰里，是吧？
So I think if you call the first thing, first time he saw God, I think it was he saw him in the burning bushes.
所以你从他最后临死前对人的祝福，用这句话，神是住在荆棘中的神，看来。
So if you take a look at his very last word as in the form of a blessing to the 12 tribes, and he still uses this and describes God as the God that dwelt in the bush.
因为他明白他自己只不过是一颗什么荆棘而已。
For he understood that he himself is nothing but a bush.
当初神向他显现是这个样子显现。
And so many years ago, God appeared to him in such a form, in such a way.
经过这么多年，借着他行了这么多神迹奇事，到自己临死的时候，他自己知道他还是个荆棘。
And after all these years, and after all the miracles that's been performed for him, Moses understood that at near his end time, that he himself is still that same bush.
所以他没有变得骄傲。
So that's why he didn't become prideful.
因为他形容神的这个话啊，是他自己生命的实情。
For the way that he described God is through his own life experience.
所以你看他做以色列，他领袖啊，他不是那个时候等于是他们的王一样的哈，带领他们。
So, while he was leading the Israelites, he's almost like the king, their king at that time.
但是他在圣经里面显出来跟神为他做见证，就是说他这个人里外的形象跟世界上的人都不一样。But
yet, through this description of the Bible, we can see that Moses is different from the people of this world, both inside and outwardly.
这个告诉我们，在所有真实属灵权柄的后面，都是因为有这个真实属灵的谦卑。
And so this tells us that behind all the spiritual authorities, the true spiritual authorities, there's also this true spiritual humbleness.
这个是一定会跟世界上有权柄人的味道完全不一样。
And because of that, it must be different. It's completely different from what you would get from the people of this world who has worldly authorities.
Yeah. 因为你在神面前真正在属灵里面往前走的时候，自己知道自己不过是一个什么奴隶而已，是个荆棘。
Because when you are truly living in the Spirit and when you're walking for and when you're working for the Lord, you know that you are but a servant. You are but a bush.
为什么以色列人这么尊敬他？那是因为神一直与他同在，并不是因为他自己。
And why the Israelites respected him so much is not because of him, but rather because God was with him.
所以我想圣经上有的时候称摩西是神人摩西啊。
And that's why I think that so oftentimes the Bible describes him, Moses, as man of God.
他不是唯一的一个，我去查了，还有几个人是称为神人摩西的。
So I
他不是神人的。
So I researched a little bit, and he's not the only one who has this title of man of God. There are a few others.
但是我想这句话的意思特别就是说，他是一个属神的人。
But I think the meaning of this word it means that he belongs to God.
那我们看他的生命历史的时候，我们就发现，如果我们要有跟他一样属灵的认识，跟他的这种内涵的话。
So as we look into his life, we discover that if we were to have his spiritual understanding and his spiritual knowledge inside of him,
我们必须要有神活的话语。
We have to have the living word of God.
然后还要加上神的管教。
And also the discipline from God.
这个我们听到管教都吓了一跳啊。
And so you're probably taken back by a little bit by the word discipline.
但是另外有一个字就叫做 child training, 就是孩童的训练啊。
But another word you think about is the word child training.
所有神的孩子都必须经过这一段阶段。
So every single child of God must go through that phase.
这个才会长大。
And only through that phase, after you experience that phase, then can you mature.
我们以后继续看的时候，你就会更多的明白。
And we'll look into that in more detail in the future.
所以这个是一个是神的话，一个是神的管教。活的话，一个是神的管教，是在摩西生命里面啊，神所做的工。
And so these two things, the living word of God and also the discipline from God, these are the two things that, that working, God's working into Moses' life.
这个可以使他不管他被神怎么样重用，被人怎么样尊敬，到最后他还是知道他自己是个精简，不会骄傲。
And because of these two things, that's what allowed Moses through all his experience, all his, the miracle he performed, all the respect he received, in the end, at the end of his life, he still recognized himself as but a bush.
下面呢，我们念下面一个 PowerPoint 好不好？
Let's read from the PowerPoint.
因为那个这个原文编号逐字中译 NASB 跟 Darby 都跟中文的有一点不太一样。
And so the because the NASB and the Darby version is different from the Chinese translation.
好，我们一起念啊，中文的先念，请。
Chinese first.
我的仆人摩西，全家敬忠的。我与他口对口说话，乃是明说，不用谜语，并且他要见耶和华的形象。OK， 英文。
So English, but this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face.
OK, here's mouth to mouth.
Oh, oh.
你读那个。
OK, OK. So with him I speak mouth to mouth.Even openly, and not in dark sayings, and he beholds the form of the Lord.
中文都是翻 face to face, 面对面。
So the Chinese version uses face to face.
但是这里特别它是翻 mouth to mouth, 口对口。
So here it translates to say mouth to mouth.
这个英文的翻译别的地方也有说他跟神是面对面，但是这里特别是讲口对口。
So in the English translation, in other places, they use the word face to face, but here specifically, it uses mouth to mouth.
我现在还不太明白这两个的区别在哪里，没有经历过。
I still, till this day, I still can't quite understand the difference between the two, nor have I myself experienced this.
可能口对口更亲密一点。
Maybe mouth to mouth is that communication is even more intimate.
Okay. 而且他，如果你去看出埃及记二十四章十节、十一节的话，你就看见他也见过耶和华的形象。
So if you look at Exodus, 24 verse 10 through 11, it also had a similar description.
他可以看，他已经见过耶和华的形象。
Oh, so in that he already seen the image of God.
你就发现摩西啊，他早年是在火中，神在火中跟他讲话。
So if you, from that you can see that in his early days, God spoke to him in fire.
然后会幕，他们不是后来刚刚一出来就先做会幕了啊。
And so after they left Egypt, they start building a tabernacle. A meeting tent.
这个完成以后呢，当摩西进去要跟耶和华说话的时候呢，他就听到那个见证柜，就是那个约柜上面施恩座上两个基路伯的中间有神跟他说话的声音。
And then, so after the meeting place was established, while he was about to go in to speak to the Lord, he heard that on the ark, the throne of grace, where the two cherubims are, God was speaking to him. He heard the voice of God speaking to him.
然后他在另外一个地方，摩西自己说，他所行的一切事都不是凭自己的心意行的，而是耶和华打发他做的。
And so in another place, he also mentioned that everything that he did, it's not according to his own will, but rather what God had commanded him to do.
我们看一下民数记十七章。
So if you look at Numbers chapter 17,
十七章十一节
verse 11,
你看他是非常肯定的啊。
So he's very sure of it.
我们从那个下面一点开始，就是耶和华开始啊。耶和华怎样吩咐他，他就怎样行。
And so he says, Moses did just as the Lord commanded him.
所以你知道，他因为他亲自跟神说话，所以他没有怀疑说，哦，这个是神讲的呢，还是我自己心里想的呢，还是怎么回事？
And because he was speaking directly to the Lord, he never in a moment did he have doubt that. what he heard is whether it's coming from himself or was it coming from the Lord.
不过这个也是个过程啊。
But of course, this is a process.
所以他自己说，耶和华怎么吩咐他，他就怎么行了。
And so that's why Moses said that Moses did just as the Lord commanded him.
还有一个他的这个摩西的一个特点，他不但是一个很忠心的奴仆啊，他更是一个爱跟神说话的人。
So there's also another special characteristic about Moses is that not only is he a faithful servant, but he's also someone who loves to speak to the Lord.
Hey, 我不晓得我们中间有几个人是爱跟神说话啊。
I'm not sure how many of you who truly love speaking to, with the Lord.
这个很重要。
And this is important.
不然的话，你会常常怀疑，你说这是从神来的还是从我自己来的？
Because otherwise you constantly doubt and think whether what you hear is from the Lord or from yourself.
那我们看见这个神在何烈山，何烈山就是西乃山啊，和这个以色列人立约的那一天，刚刚他们出来的时候。
And we can also see from the day where in which the Lord had established covenant with the Israelites on the Mount Sinai.
你可以从那个出埃及记十九章那里看，或者是生命记五章都有记载。
And you could read about this in Exodus chapter 19 or Deuteronomy chapter 5.
他就讲到说，我把两边的差不多综合一下，就是说那个时候立约那天，神在出来的时候，他火焰烧山。
And so let me summarize these two chapters a little bit. So the day when the Lord appeared, there was this great mountain fire.
那个耶和华在山上，他就从火中、云中、幽暗中、暴风中。还有雷轰声中、闪电中和脚声中来讲话，大声的讲话。
And so during that, the Lord from speaking out to the crowd among the fire, the cloud, the darkness, the storm, and the sound of
thunder
and the
lightning,
and the sound of footstep.
不是脚声，这个是。
Oh, the horns, the blowing of the trumpet.
Yeah.
So he's speaking to the people out through all these sounds. Yeah.
这个时候神要大声的跟全会众要讲一切的他的诫命律例典章。
And so the Lord was speaking out loud to the congregation his commandments to them.
但是如果你去看这个历史呢，就是这些全会众啊，包括每一个支派所有的首领和长老都非常的害怕。
If you read the more detailed description of this is that among all the tribes, the leaders and the elders, they were really very frightened.
Yeah.因为看见的太可怕了啊
！For the sights was just so terrible, so frightening.
所以他们就跟摩西请求了，说你可不可以代表我们啊，站在山上领受神的诫命
？And so they beg Moses to beg him, "Can you stand in our place before the Lord to receive the commandments?"
然后嘛，你回来再告诉我们好了。
And then after you come back, then you share with us what the commandments are.
但是我们来看看摩西怎么样呢？
But let's take a look at how Moses responded.
他有没有惧怕呢？
Does he have fear?
希伯来书十二章二十一节。
So Hebrews chapter 12 verse 21.
十二章二十一节。
Chapter 12 verse 21.
我们看见的也是中文先英文后啊，我们读一下。
So what to read Chinese first?
十二章二十一节，请。所见的极其可怕，甚至摩西说：“我甚是恐惧战惊。”
So it says, the sight was so terrifying that Moses said, I am trembling with fear. So Moses himself is also very, very frightened. But yet, if you look at when he became older and how he recorded that same event in Deuteronomy chapter 6, and when he was repeating,the commandment that God had given him.
我们一起来看看他怎么讲啊。生命记六章五节。
And let's take a look at how he described this. So Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5.
生命记六章五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5.
这个是后来摩西对这些以色列人在他临死以前跟他们讲的话。他开始跟他们讲，他就这么说。
So this is a passage that's recorded while Moses was close to his death.
我们从第四节，就比较更清楚啊。这是他开始的话，四节五节，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
So Deuteronomy chapter 6, we'll actually read from verse 4 to get the full effect. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
Yeah. 所以你看发现 在新约里 主耶稣说诫命最大的是什么？
So if in the New Testament, if you recall, what is the greatest, biggest commandment that Lord Jesus shared with everyone?
有的人已经答对, 你要尽心尽性尽意尽力,
and that is with the same. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
所以你看摩西完全跟耶和,跟耶稣,跟神的心意完全相合。
And so from this you can see that Moses shares the same thought as Lord Jesus.
所以当时那些很可怕叫人害怕的火啊密云幽暗啊雷轰闪电脚声。
So all those frightening circumstances, the fire, the cloud, the darkness, the storms, and the horns and the sound and everything.
摩西因为他是尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华，所以只要有神跟他讲话。 他就不怕这些什么火啊、密云啊、暴风啊、雷声啊、闪电啊、脚声。
But because he loved the Lord with all his heart, soul, and his strength, his might, and that's why as long as God's voice is speaking to him, he is not fearful of all these other circumstances.
所以你看见他心里是很害怕的啊。
So you can see from this that in his heart, he is frightened. He himself said that he's trembling with fear.
但是因为他爱神。
Yet, because he loved the Lord.
所以他能够胜过这一切令每一个人都很恐惧的这些遭遇啊。
He was able to overcome all these circumstances that caused other people to be fearful.
他能够到神的面前享受与神面对面讲话。
And he was able to, because of that, he was able to come before the Lord and enjoy in the moment of speaking with the Lord face to face.
享受神面对面跟他面对面的存在。
And to enjoy the Lord's presence in front of him.
这里告诉我们什么?
And so what does this tell us?
这里告诉我们神实在是太可爱了。
This actually tells us God is just too lovely.
虽然你的环境遭遇这么样的可怕。
Because even though the circumstance may be so frightening.
但是只要神开始讲话, 哇,你整个人就被他吸住了。
As soon as God starts speaking, your whole entire being is being attracted.
但是很可惜,这样的人不是很多。But
sadly, people like this, there aren't that many people like this.
求主向我们施恩典。So
we just pray that the Lord have mercy on us.
但是因为摩西这样子, 因为他有爱, 所以他不怕所临到他的环境, 他何等的与众不同。
Because Moses liked it, because he had the love, so he's not afraid of the circumstances that surround him. So he's different from other people.
所以你看见他就蒙神很大的喜爱，这是何等的有福啊！
And that's why God was greatly delighted, and that's why he's so blessed.
那我们看看他为什么能够完成神所吩咐一切工作呢？为什么他可以呢？
So let's take a closer look at how was Moses able to complete all the words, all the command that God had given him.
我们再来看几节圣经。
Let's take a look at a few more verses.
希伯来书11章
Hebrews chapter 11
24-28节
Verse 24-28
你看见这里就讲到在旧约里的另外一个面摩西的另外一个面。
And so here it talked about the other side of the Old Testament, the other side of Moses.
为什么他可以完成神所吩咐的一切工作，就是完全因为他有信。
And why was he able to complete the work, the command that God had given him? It's because he had faith.
我们看希伯来书11章24-28节。
Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24-28.
我们中文先念，然后英文再念。
I'll read Chinese first.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。 Okay, 所以好。
So Hebrews chapter 11 verse 24 to 28. By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. But he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is unseen. By faith he kept the Passover and sprinkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them.
所以他在里面，刚刚我们以后我们也会看见，就是说他前面是这样记载，后面就记载他真正灵里面的事情啊。
And so later on we'll read into more about how things were before and after in the later years how things were on the other side.
那我们看希伯来书十一章一节。
And if we take a look at Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
这个圣经节就告诉我们什么是这里讲的信。
And here it tells us what is faith.
啊，我们中英文一起读。
Are we Chinese and English together?
Okay.
Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see.
Okay, 所以这个是一个它的定义啊。
So that's definition of what faith is.
所以就是你事情还没有成就，但是他心里已经知道成就了。
And so that's things that haven't been finished yet, but yet in your heart, you knew it's done already.
我们看一下罗马书十章。
If we take a look at Romans chapter 10,
17节,
verse 17,
这个这是真正信心的定义啊。
And so this is the definition of true faith.
罗马十章十七节。
So Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
我们也是中英文一起读。
So together, we'll read together again.
Okay.
Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ.
其实这里就是说 faith, 啊，这是中文都加了一个什么道啊。其实就是信，就是从听来的。听是。
And so, here it says that faith comes from hearing.
听呢是从基督的话，这个话是 rhema 不是 logos 来的。
And heard from the word about Christ. So this word is rhema.
所以我就叫它活的话。
And so in other words, it's a living word.
这个不是我们想象出来的，而是神真的跟你讲话的。
So this is not something that just come out from our imagination, but rather these are the words that God is speaking to us.
所以我们就发现，我们除非听见神活的话，我们不可能有真信心的。
So from that you can tell that unless we can hear the living word of God, we cannot have true faith.
除非我们听见神在火中亲口跟我们说话，我们也不可能有渐渐长大的真正的信心。
And also from that we can tell that unless we can hear God talking to us directly from the fire, otherwise we cannot grow and mature a true faith.
所以你看，这些人必须经过火焰中的声音，我们也是一样。
And so from this you can tell that these people all went through hearing the voice from the fire, and we are the same way.
但是在我们开始的阶段，在每个人开始的阶段，我们都迷迷糊糊，不是很清楚的。
But yet in the beginning, all of us are the same. We were not very sure. We're a little bit confused.
我自己想我自己就是以前有时候也神也有讲话或者借着什么，但是好像迷迷糊糊的，哎，是吗？哦，不是啊，搞不清楚。
Thinking back in the beginning, I myself went through the same way. Is that when God was speaking to me in the beginning, I heard it all kind of not very clear, muffled a little bit, and I was constantly starting to ask whether it's truly from God or from somewhere else.
我现在发现哦，原因就是神太大了。我们开始的时候真的是不清不楚啊。
And now.I discovered that it is because God is truly so large and vast that initially we can't quite hear Him clear. We can't quite understand Him.
那么摩西他，所以他虽然他是一个 suppose 就是说旧约时代的人啊。
So we can see this from even though Moses supposedly is who lives in the old, during the Old Testament time.
但是你看见他里面的这个人呢，是其实是活在新约的实际的里面。
But yet, his inner man is actually living in the new reality.
New
Testament.
The reality of the New Testament. 那么你如果去看以赛亚六十三章十一节。
And if you look at Isaiah chapter 63 verse 11.
Darby 就翻译成神把圣灵放在摩西的里面。
The Darby version of translation says that God placed the Holy Spirit into Moses.
Inside
of Moses.
因为基本上旧约常常没有这个在人的里面啊。
And so in the Old Testament, it seldom mentions the concept of the act of putting the Holy Spirit inside a person.
但是我看我自己查这些旧约人物的话，我发现他们真正站在神面前站得住的都是神。在里面做工，其实都是新约人。
And so when I was reading through the Bible and realized that all those people who can truly stand before the Lord, they are people from the New Testament.
这个六十三章十一节以赛亚书达比的翻译就是说，神把圣灵放在摩西的里面。
And so in Isaiah chapter 63 verse 11, it says that God placed the Holy Spirit inside of Moses.
然后我们刚刚在看见。神活的话常常临到他，他常常听到神的声音。
And well, as we just read, also that God's living word also were upon him.
所以他实际上来讲是个新约的人。
And so from this we can say that Moses actually is a person from the New Testament.
所以你如果去看马可福音12:19-26的话。
So if we take a look at Mark chapter 12 verse 19 through 26.
你就看见啊。耶稣常常在新约里，他自己耶稣讲摩西所说的，摩西所说的，他跟其他人讲的时候。
And so you discover that oftentimes when Jesus is talking with others, he'll say, Moses said this, Moses said that.
嗯哼，一般的以色列人都按照那个摩西律法的字面去解释。
So most Israelites would explain Moses' commandments on the surface, understanding, literal translation.
但是你如果去看那个马可十二章，你就看见耶稣对摩西律法的解释，他就是灵异解释，就跟人家不一样。
But yet, if you read from Mark chapter 12, you see that the way that Jesus explains Moses' commandment is he goes after the spiritual meaning behind the commandment.
我们读一下路加福音二章。
Let's take a look at Luke chapter 2,
22-24
verse 22-24.
你看见这里很有意思啊。
It's very interesting.
22-24, 路加二章。
So Luke chapter 2, verse 22-24.
我们中英文一起读啊。
We read in Chinese and English together.
按摩西律法
And when the days of their purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as is written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what was said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons.
所以你看他们在讲同样的东西，前面讲说摩西的律法，到了23-24节就说主的律法。
So here you can tell that they are talking about the same thing. So before it was saying the law of Moses, but then after that it says in verse 23 and 24 it says the law of the Lord.
Yeah. 所以圣经自己承认摩西说的话，它就是代表神说的。
So the Bible itself admits, testifies that what Moses said is.What the Lord has said.
一般的以色列人是在外面守摩西的律法。
So most Israelites obey the Moses' law, commandments in the outward sense.
但是摩西，他却是因为在灵中跟神有真正的接触，就活出一个属天的一个新造的生命。
But Moses, because he had this special connection with the Lord, so that's why he lived out a life that belongs to heaven.
因为神把神自己的律法放在摩西的心里，写在他的心上。已经不是一个在外面守神律法的人了。
And because the Lord has placed His commandment onto His heart and written into His heart and written onto His heart, and so Moses no longer is just someone who obeys God's commandment outwardly.
不然，你知道他一定不可能活出神这个谦和的性情。
Otherwise, we know that there's no way he could live out.God's this humble and obedient character.
现在你可以看见世界上大家在吵来吵去，这是活出什么仇敌跟这个旧造的生命。
And so if you look around the world nowadays, everybody just shouting at each other, and that's because they are living out the life of the enemy, the life of the old creation.
但是我们如果真正有神生命的人，是一个谦和的性情，不是不会生气哦。你看神也有 wrath 那个怒气发作的时候。但是神的本性是谦和。
Yes, but if we have His life inside of us, then we will live out this humble life. It does not mean that you will never anger. You can see that God also have His wrath, but the God's nature is that of a humble,
character.
That's his character.
那么摩西大概是出生在主前1530年，或者到这个1525年左右，有大家讲法不太一样。
And so scholars usually believe that Moses was born about 1530 to 1525 BC.
他活到120岁。
And he lived till 120 years old.
你可以看见他一生的年日就真的是分为三个40年，很清楚。
And you can look at his life as being divided evenly into three 40-year phases. Yeah.
第一个四十年，他是在埃及。
The first 40 years he lived out in Egypt.
第二个四十年是在米甸的旷野。
And the second 40 years he spent in the wilderness.
第三个四十年大概是，主前1450到1445年的时候。
And the third 30 years it's about 1450 to 1445 BC.
这个是他八十岁的时候。
And that's when he was 80 years old.
他这个时候呢，就带领了差不多200万的以色列人，就离开了埃及。
He led about 2 million Israelites out of Egypt.
经过西乃半岛的旷野。
And through the wilderness in the Sinai Peninsula.
向这个迦南地进行。
And enter into the land of Canaan.
因为是神要带他们进去的应许之地。
For that is a promised land that God had given them.
但是过了两年呢？
Yet after 2 years.
除了约书亚和迦勒以外呢，当时20岁以上被数点的男丁。因为怕，因为他们去探子怕看见迦南居民强壮，很怕，所以他们就不愿意进迦南。
So after 2 years, other than Joshua and Caleb, at the time, all those who are 20 years or older, they were fearful of entering into the land, for they know from what the spy had told them that the people inhabiting the land of Canaan, they are strong.
哎，这些就是被数点的男兵，就是说，是军队的。
And so the these are the males who were counted. That means they will be in the army.
他们不愿意，结果呢，全部不愿意的全部就倒闭在旷野，在这38年里。
And so all those who are not willing to enter into the land, into Canaan, they all died in the wilderness in the next 38 years.
哎，可是最后摩西自己也因为以色列人，他又在米利巴水争闹的时候。
And even Moses himself, because the Israelites were arguing over water.
对，他自己感觉到神的怒气。
And because he felt the wrath of God.
所以他就用嘴说了急躁的话。
So Moses himself spoke words in anger.
那么我们看一下那个下面一章，对对对，就是这章。
So if we take a look at the next passage.
那个时候神叫他拿着杖。因为他们这个米利巴水有两次，第一次是神叫他拿杖去击打磐石，磐石就出水。
And so in Meribah, it happened two times, where they lack water, and so Moses took his staff and struck the rock, and water flow out of it.
这一次神又叫他带着杖去。
And so that was the first time. And so this time, the second time, God again asked him to take, commanded him to take his staff with him.
但是没有叫他。打磐石，他只是说你吩咐磐石出。
But yet this time God didn't tell him to use the staff to strike the rock, but yet simply tell him to command the rock, to with water to flow out.
大概因为那个时候摩西也非常生气，所以他不但嘴说了很急躁的话，而且他违背了神的命令，他又去打那个磐石。
And so, at the time, probably Moses was filled with anger. So not only did he spoke words. In anger, but he also took the staff and struck the rock, even though the Lord did not command him to do so.
所以就是看见在这个争闹的时候，这些以色列人 rebel, 反对神啊。
And so you can see that at the while they were at that time when the Israelites were arguing with each other, they were rebelling against God's word.
所以神说，因为你违背我的命，对摩西说。
And so God said, because you have rebelled against my word. And so he was disciplined.
因为这个, they also provoked him to wrath. 他们是叫耶和华发怒, 因为这些人又在吵嘛，所以耶和华就发怒了。
So they also provoked him to wrestle the day that the Israelites caused God to be angry.
但是呢，摩西他自己也发怒了，然后做了神没有叫他做的事。
But Moses himself, he also was angry and he did things that the Lord did not command him to do.
所以你看见最后，当新生代进入迦南的时候，摩西不能进去。
And so that's why the, when the new generation entered into the land of Canaan, Moses was not allowed to enter.
这个是我看全部有关摩西的记载里面看见唯一的他失败的地方。
So I think this is throughout the entire recording of Moses' life, I think this is the only time where he showed him as having failed.
我想可能是因为圣经上摩西的名字都是跟律法两个字连在一起，常常是，对不对？摩西律法，摩西律法。
I think it's because oftentimes in the Bible that the name Moses is oftentimes tied with the words commandment.
Law.
So we could probably understand why God's discipline for Moses is so severe.
因为迦南美地不是靠律法可以进去。
So because the land of Canaan cannot be entered by law.
所以从预表上来看的话，摩西是不能在肉身活的时候进去。
So from a typology, Moses cannot enter into land Canaan in his flesh.
但是我们你们发现摩西最后还是进去了。
But if you discover that Moses still eventually made it in,
就是在人子耶稣变相的时候。
And it is when the Son of Man, Lord Jesus Christ, when he was transfigured during the transfiguration.
Yeah, 因为你知道。我们虽然在肉身死了，我们在神面前还是活着的。
Because you realize that even though our fleshly body decays and dies away, but we still live in front of the Lord.
所以你看见在神面前活着的摩西跟以利亚一同在变相山上与耶稣三个人一起讲话。
And so because of that, you realize that on the Mount of Transfiguration, Moses and Elijah spoke with Lord Jesus together, these three men.
因为这个人子变相是耶稣他达到了人的最荣耀的时候，就是神做工在他身上做成的时候，达到神的要，所以那个变相那个荣耀是人子的荣耀。
And so because the transfiguration that Jesus was going through is taking on to the form of the most glorious form of Son of Man.
所以你看见他们在一起谈那个耶稣要离开耶路撒冷的事情。
And so together you hear that they were discussing about how Jesus will be leaving Jerusalem.
让我们很羡慕啊。
And we're truly envious of that being in that conversation.
他们跟耶稣是这么亲密的朋友。
That they were such close friends with Lord Jesus.
哎，我求主真是让我们也有这样子跟神亲密的关系。
I pray to the Lord that He will also give us such an intimate relationship with our Lord.
摩西是认识神的人。
So Moses is someone who knows God.
他不但见过神的形象，他也经历过与神面对面说话。
And not only has he seen God's image, but he also experienced talking face to face or mouth to mouth with the Lord.
所以你看见，我们可以看诗篇103:7.
So we can see from Psalm 103:7.
我们也可以一起读哈。
We can read it together.
你知道当时的以色列人，他虽然也看见神很多的作为，对不对？
Because as a context.Know that at the time the Israelites, even though they too have seen a lot of miracles that's been performed by God,
但是呢，他们只知道神的作为。
They only know the way that God works.
No, they know acts.
They only know the doings and acts of God.
但是摩西呢，他却知道神做事的法则，就是神的方法，他的原则是什么。
But yet Moses.Knows why God does things and the way He does things.
诗篇103:7，我们中英文一起读。
So Psalm 103:7, let's read together.
He made known His way to Moses. 叫以色列人晓得他的作为。 所以一般人只看见肉眼看得见的。
So most people only see what the physical eye can see.
但是他呢，却看见那个肉眼看不见的那个灵界的运作。
But yet Moses was able to see what the physical eye cannot see. He can see the workings of the spiritual world.
所以你如果去看启示录十五章三节。
So if you take a look at Revelation chapter 15 verse 3.
十五章三节，启示录十五章三节。
So Revelation chapter 15 verse 3。
我们只挑一下来念，就是说神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌。
So we just read from the first part. It says, "And they sang the song of Moses and the bond servant of God and the song of the Lamb."
所以你看，他和羔羊所唱的歌一样的。
So from this you can see that he is the same as the lamb, the song of the lamb.
他和羔羊一样明白神的心意。
So he too just understand the heart of God just like the lamb.
他有这么认识神。
And that is his understanding of
God. 所以你看见这摩西这个人虽然是这个旧约，但是他根本是一个活在以灵界为他主要生命层次的一个人。
And so even though he, Moses is someone who lived in Old Testament time, but he is someone who actually lives as lives first in the spiritual world realm.
你如果去看民数记十四章四十四节，就那里说到摩西是跟约柜同进同出。
And if you look at Numbers chapter 14, it says that he goes in and out the same as the ark.
约柜去哪里他就去哪里，约柜不去他也不去。
Where the ark goes, he goes. And where the ark does not go, he does not go.
所以这个就很清楚地表现了他自己的实情，他里面的心态。
So this clearly represented his, the reality inside of Moses, what he's thinking.
那他不但是跟约柜同进同出啊。
So not only does he go in and out, but wherever the ark goes, he follows.
而且神给他三个阶段的训练，那四十、四十、四十很清楚啊。
God also gave him training during three distinct phases of his life.
因为四十在圣经里是这个试炼或者是试探的数字。
For the number 40 represents trials in the Bible.
所以他就成为神的见证人。
And so because of that, he became the witness to God.
你们看，我们一起来看这个，希伯来书。
So if we take a look at Hebrews.
三章。
Chapter 3.
一到六节。
Verse 1 to 6.
我们中英文一起念吧。
I'll read it together, Chinese and English.
Therefore, holy brethren,
partakers of heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was in all his house. For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all his house.As a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later, but Christ, faithful as son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end.
So you can see, 圣经拿摩西跟耶稣来比照。
So you can see this that the Bible is comparing Moses to Jesus.
因为神要摩西这个仆人，这个 bond slave 啊，要证明将来必传说的事。
And for God wants this bond servant Moses to foretell what is to come.
Testify.
To testify what is to come.
就是说，他要做神全部救赎工作的一个见证人。
So in other words, he is a witness to all of the work, the redemption that God is about to do.
所以我们可以从他的生命的经历里面看见神怎么样训练他的仆人。
So from his life, from Moses' life, we can tell how God goes about training his servant.
对不起，我不要老是说仆人仆人，你们就以为传道人才是仆人，我不是仆人。No, 仆人是每一个属神的人都是他的帮手。
Let me clarify that when I use servant, I don't think that it just means that whoever's preaching the message, it's every single one of us are servant of God.
所以。我们就看见从摩西的经历，就神怎么样训练凡是属他的孩子。
And so we could tell from Moses' life how God trains all his children.
我们也看出从他们这些经历里面看出神怎么样苦心的来建造属于神自己可以安居在里面的家。
And from all this as well, we can see through how he trained his servant, it also testifies to how God is building his house in which he could rest.
我插一句话就是为什么大卫那么讨主喜悦。
And just as a side note, let me mention that why, the reason why David found favor in the sight of God.
因为大卫知道神要他自己可以安居的地方，他就替神去打那个耶路撒冷。就是神的心，最重的心，最后在他自己的家里。
So for David knew that God wanted a house of his own where he could rest, and so because of that, David went and conquered Jerusalem.
但是神要得到他自己可以居住的家的话，这是在我们身上来讲是一个很长的过程。
But in order for God to receive a house that he could his own house, for us personally speaking, this will be a very long process.
我们如果看希伯来书十一十二章
，If we look at Hebrews chapter 11 and 12,
我们可以看到这个摩西的里面，他有真的信心，就是神活的话。
So we can see that inside Moses, he had true faith, and that is God's living word.
然后他的外面呢，也因为经过神的管教、神的训练，同样把里面的看见，就能够很自然地活出来了。
And outwardly, because he had been disciplined by God, so he can naturally, very easily live out what's inside of him and let it flow out.
所以雅各书非常重要。
And so in James, it says, it's very important, it says,
很多人不懂哈。
And a lot of people might not understand
但是
this,
实在是很重要。
But it is actually very, very important.
我们看雅各书一章二十二节。
So we look at James chapter 1, verse 22.
他怎么说？只是你们要行道，不要单单听到自己欺哄自己。
But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers of hearers who delude themselves.
然后二章十四节，雅各书二章十四节。
And then same book, chapter 2, verse 14.
我的弟兄们，这也包括姐妹啊。我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心，却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？
My brethren, so this includes sisters as well, but my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works, can that faith save him?
我们一起来念希伯来书十二章二节。
And let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12,
二节。
Verse 2.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
The author and perfecter of faith,
他因那摆在前面的
喜乐，就
轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座右边。
The right hand of the throne of God.
这个其实就很清楚、很简单的把我们跟随神的过程通通讲。
So this clearly and very simply, concisely tells us the what we must do to follow God.
我们不但靠主为我们信心创始，也靠主他为我们成终信心的成终。
And so not only do we rely on him to start our faith, but also rely on him to perfect our faith.
然后跟着耶稣一起走，忍受十字架的苦难。
And to follow our Lord Jesus and to endure the cross.
就是表示那些火啊、密云啊、暴风啊。
And that represents the fire, the cloud, the storms.
最后怎么样？坐在神宝座的右边，跟他一同掌权。
And then eventually to sit on his the right side of his throne to rule with him.
这应该是所有跟随主、所有基督徒的一个道路的模范。
So this should be an example to all Christians.
所以希望我们每一个人啊，不但接受耶稣救主，更进一步接受他为王。
So I hope that not only do we accept him as our Savior, but also take a step further, but accept him as our King.
哎，不要怕，不要怕火。
Do not be afraid of the fire.
因为神在火中跟我们交谈。
For God is speaking to us out of the fire, from the fire.
我们要像摩西一样被神训练。
And we need to be like Moses, we need to be trained, disciplined by the Lord.
一直到在主的面前被洁净。
All the way until we are we are cleansed before the Lord.
跟约柜同进同出。
And to be able to go wherever the ark goes.
然后让神在我们里面，在我们中间找到他可以安居之所。
And that until the Lord can find a place of rest inside of us.
真是愿主早日完成他在我们中间开始的工作。
And may the Lord finish soon the work that He started in every one of us.
我们最后结束，一起念希伯来书十三章。
To finish the message, let's read Hebrews chapter 13.
二十和二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21.
这也是一个祝福。
It's also, these are also words of blessing.
二十到二十一节。
Verse 20 to 21.
我们中英文一起读。
I'll read Chinese and English together.
Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead and the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equipped you in every good thing to do His will, working in us that which is pleasing in His sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
That's how we pray.
我们在天上的父
Oh, Heavenly Father,
我们谢谢你把摩西的例子摆在圣经里清清楚楚给我们看见
I want to thank you for giving us the example of Moses in the Bible so that we can see it so clearly
虽然他要经过一些恐怖的场景
Even though he had to go through some very terrifying circumstances
但是主啊
But yet Lord
他是讨你喜悦的
He is someone who you delight in.
他成为你自己的见证。
He became your testimony.
他成为你的朋友。
He became your friend.
你常常口对口、面对面跟他说话。
And oftentimes spoke to him face to face and mouth to mouth.
我们也愿意这一位赐平安的神。
We also pray that this God who gives peace
在各样善事上成全我们。
And everything also perfect us.
叫我们能够遵行主的旨意。
So that we can obey your commandment.
也借着主耶稣在我们心里做你所喜悦的事。
And also through our Lord Jesus Christ to do things that you are delighted in.
因为这是你的目的。
For that is your goal.
愿你自己做成。
May you perfect us.
愿荣耀归给你。
May glory be unto you.
直到永远。
Until forever.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.